Lamentation chapter number 3 in verse number 25. Lamentation chapter number 3 in verse 25. The Lord is good unto them that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning for Your Word and ask You to help us this morning that we might be an able minister of Your Word. Speak to us. And Father, just minister according to the need this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. The way of blessings. We like blessings, don't we? I mean, to be blessed, to get good things and have good things to come our way. When you was, you know, a child, you liked blessings. You know, good things to happen, look forward to certain things. But I guarantee you, if you were always rebellious and not doing the things that you were supposed to do and getting out of line and all those kind of stuff, it cost you. It cost you blessings. It cost you good things because you didn't walk in the manner that you should walk. And so we read here in this verse and we find that the Lord is good unto those that wait for Him and to the soul that seeketh Him. God wants to bless His people. God desires to bless, but there are some prerequisites for obtaining the blessings of God. You know, I've mentioned before more than one time that I keep up with the Braves and playing baseball. And of course, it's not just them that does it. It's just a thing all over baseball, how they stop in the seventh inning. And you know, everybody, they sing, "God Bless America." And that bothers me. What bothers me about it is they sing those songs and yet, amen, they want to live like the devil and yet they want God to bless them. But amen, God help us. You know what, even church folks, even God's youngins sometimes live like the devil and expect God to bless them. But, amen, there's some things here, just in this one little verse, there's just a couple of things. It's got some things we want to say about it this morning. But the first thing for us to obtain the blessings of God, amen, is the patience for God. The patience for God. There's where our patience for God. The Lord is good unto those that wait for Him. Wait for Him. We've said many times, one of the problems that most of us have is that waiting thing. Amen. Just waiting. Amen. It was a preacher of a former generation who said, "The trouble is, I'm in a hurry, but God isn't." Amen. "I'm in a hurry," he said, "but God's not in a hurry." And we get in a hurry. We want things now. You know, we're in that, boy, if ever there's been a generation that is the now generation, it's us. If you don't want it to, it don't take 20 minutes to cook a pot of rice. Amen. You can get some, you can get done a whole lot quicker. Amen. If you want to get you some oatmeal, you can get you some of that instant kind. Boy, just pop it in there. I mean, you can just boil some water if you want to and pour your oatmeal or your grits in there and stir it up and they're ready to go. I tell you what you do, Jeff ground some of them old-fashioned grits Got to cook them things half a day. Amen. To get them ready to eat. Amen. It took a while. And I believe the older generation, they was better at waiting on things than we are. Because they were a lot more used to waiting. And boy, we've got so used to not having to wait that, amen, we don't even want to wait on God. But the text says that the Lord is good to those that wait for Him. And so we have to be patient. Amen. God doesn't move many times as fast as what the flesh would desire God to move. But the text says to wait. And when we wait, that involves a couple of things. To wait involves a couple of things. It involves, first of all, deference. When we wait on God, we are submitting to God's way and God's time, not ours. We're going to submit to God's way and God's time. And so this is giving deference to God's wishes and not unto ours. And so when we wait on God and when we walk with God, you know what? Sometimes walking with God means we're going to have to just sit down and wait a minute. Because God, amen, is not moving on our timetable. When it came time for the walls of Jericho to fall, do you think, amen, God could have knocked them down on day one had God wanted to? But amen, that wasn't God's plan. Amen, it was every day. You got to get up and you got to march. And then on that seventh day, amen, just we're going to wait with God. There's some times in that waiting with God that we're going to have to walk in with God where we're going to have to sit down and wait. Because, see, we think of delay sometimes as delinquency. When we delay things many times, it's because that, boy, we just procrastinate and we just putting things off and there's not a good reason for us to wait. We just try, and sometimes we just trying to avoid it. Maybe if we wait, it'll just go away. But God don't wait just to be waiting. God has a purpose and a plan. Amen. His waiting is not a waiting of delinquency, but amen, it's a waiting for His time and in His way. And amen, and working in us as we wait on God. And so we defer, amen, to God. And it is to defer, and secondly, is a dependence. We wait because we trust the person who has told us to wait. God says, wait. And amen, so we wait. And we wait upon God. You know, we wait a lot of places in life. We wait at the train depot. We wait at the airport. We have to wait in line. Amen, if we go to the tag office in Bonifay. Amen. If you go to some other place, you may not have to wait. But you go over there, you got to wait. And we wait, and we wait. We wait expecting. A young boy of a preacher many years ago was dropped off at a certain location and told, amen, to wait here until his father had finished up in a nearby town, and that he would, when he finished his service over there, he would be by to get him and would take him home. But amen, things happened over in the other little town a few miles away, and the father was delayed. And the boy just sat and he just waited. And finally, his father come and they picked him up and they headed home. And his dad asked him, he said, how long was you going to wait? He said, I was going to wait until you got here. Yeah. Amen. He said, I was going to wait until you got here. I was going to wait because he had been told to wait. And so he waited until his father came. Listen, sometimes when we get in a hurry, in 1 Samuel chapter number 13, you know, there come a time, boy, war was, and this kind of stuff, this is what happens to us. War was coming. The enemy was close, and Saul was waiting on Samuel. And it seemed like, you know, every morning that he got up and they did the roll call. Well, you know what? We done the roll call yesterday. We had 3,000. We done it today and we ain't got but 2,800. Amen. We done roll call again this morning. We got 2,700. You know, got along over there about day 7 when Samuel's supposed to be done roll calls all the way down to 2,100. Boy, things getting, and I don't know what the numbers were. I'm just saying. But every day things was looking, boy, the enemy, we fixing to go to war. And boy, these folks, the Philistines, they're departing left and right. Samuel hadn't showed up. So what are we going to do? Well, listen, in 1 Samuel chapter 13, it tells us in verse number 8 about Saul. And he tarried 7 days according to the set time that Samuel had appointed. But Samuel came not to Gilgal, and the people were scattered from him. And Saul said, "Bring hither a burnt offering to me, and peace offerings, and the offering..." And he offered the burnt offering, and it came to pass as soon as he had made an end of offering the burnt offering, behold, Samuel came and Saul went out to meet him that he might salute him. And Samuel said, "What hast thou done?" What hast thou done? He had intruded into the office of the priest, a place that he didn't have any business going, but he did it because, amen, it was day 7, and they said, "Wait," and Samuel wasn't there yet. And he said, "Boy, we just need to do that. We need to do something." Listen, I've been to the place and times where I thought, "Boy, I just need to do something." You know, God really hadn't moved or hadn't directed me, but I thought, well, something needs to be done. But amen, it cost him. It was costly for Samuel. Amen, it brought him to ruin because he did not wait. And so King Saul intruded into the priest office, and he, like us, had a hard time just waiting upon God. He took matters into his own hands instead of waiting for God, and it cost him. It cost him. If we want the blessings of God, we must do things God's way. We can't expect to do things contrary to God and still receive the blessings from God day in and day out. And so we have to be patient. We have to have the patience for God, which means we have to defer to God and we have to depend upon God. But secondly, amen, there is the pursuit of the Lord. The pursuit of the Lord. You ever pursued anything? I don't pursue a lot of things anymore. Amen. It don't take much. Get out of my reign, you know. I need to catch something. I won't sneak up on it. You know, them days of pursuing things is long gone. But you know, I was thinking the other day, because we were talking, I don't remember what brought it up, but boy, we used to deer hunt and had them hounds, and you know, we put them out. And I remember one day in particular, we had put them out, and we had a little group of younger hounds out, and buddy, they was setting it on fire. They was going, boys, whew, there it went. And there's one old dog out in the bunch, because he had jumped the deer, but them young pups, they just outran him. But boy, they'd run into some difficulty down there, and they just tearing it up. Next thing, they just hush. You don't hear a thing. You hear one lone voice a-coming. He behind everything. And amen, he comes there, and right there where they all running around trying to figure out where that deer went to, he don't ever miss a beat. He just comes, and he just right down there and right on to the track and right on down the fence. He goes around directly. He jumps, and he crosses the fence. And when he crosses the fence there, the rest of them runs there to where he's at. And boy, they take off again, and there they leave him in the dust. And you hear all of them take off, and behind, you hear that one lone voice back there. He's still a-coming. Amen. He just right there with it, just steady as you go. He's in pursuit. Them other ones, they in pursuit too, but boy, they don't really know what they're doing just yet. I mean, they get easily thrown off, and it wasn't so hard to throw that old hound off. He'd been there. He'd seen all them tricks. He knew what. And amen, one thing he realized, that when you're pursuing something, it's not always the fastest one. Amen. That's not, you know, the old thing, the rabbit and the tortoise. But when you're pursuing something, amen, we need to seek after, to stay on the trail. And listen, Paul said this of pursuing God in Philippians chapter number 3. He said in verse number 12, he said, "Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, But I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Paul said, I'm seeking. I'm steady after it. Amen. And see, here's what it was with Paul on the road to Damascus. Something caught him. Something got a hold to him. Well, it changed his life. It changed the way he walked. It changed the way he talked. It changed the way he thought. It changed everything about him. And since that day, Paul says here in Philippians, he said, I've been trying to apprehend that thing that apprehended me. He'd been seeking God, following after God. He said, I ain't attained yet. But he said, I'm still working. I'm still going. I'm staying the course. And so the text says, to the soul that seeketh Him. Amen. To have the blessings of God is to for us to seek God. And when we seek God, for us, there's several ways for us to seek God. But one way that we seek God is through His Word. Through the Bible, through Scripture, we seek God through Scripture. And so those that seek the Lord will seek Him in His Word. It tells us in John chapter 5 and verse number 39, search the Scripture. They are they which testify of me. So those who want to know the Savior better, we should study the Word of God. Amen. To tell what God's Word says, to know Jesus. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So we seek God by Scripture. But we also seek God by supplication, prayer. And those that seek the Lord will be a praying people. And God help us to pray. When we pray less, amen, I guarantee you our blessings in life probably diminish. When we pray, when our prayer life is what it should be, amen, it makes a difference, and we should pray. The Bible tells us in 1 Timothy 2 and 1, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Pray. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 17 tells us pray without ceasing. Amen. To be in a place of constant prayer, an attitude of constant prayer, to be always ready to pray. And we're not. We're not. I mean, I know I'm not. And I know that by experience because, boy, I've had things happen and people come say, you know, boy, we need to pray for so-and-so. Well, amen. Before I can pray for them, I got to pray for me. I need to get me kind of straightened up. But amen, he says, be pray without ceasing. 1 Timothy 2 and 8, he says that he wished that all men everywhere would do what? To pray. To pray. And so, if we expect the blessings of God, the goodness of God, it comes to them to the soul that seeketh Him. And we seek God not only through His Word, but we seek God through prayer. But another way that we seek God is through the sanctuary, worship, church. Through Him, we seek the Lord in worship. And so we seek Him to worship Him, to come together with God's people and to hear the Word of God, to sing together, to pray together, to hear the Word together. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, to forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the manner of some is. Amen. Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. Amen. What is he talking about? Church. Don't leave. Because there had already been a movement of folks that was forsaking the assembling together. He said, don't forsake that. We need that. It's important. Don't forsake it. We've got another whole generation that has forsaken a church for the enjoyment of pleasures that the weekends can bring. But you know what? They still desire God's blessings. They still want God's blessings. But amen, he says to seek him, and to seek him, we seek him, amen, through the word of God. We seek him through prayer, and we seek him through the sanctuary, through church, coming together, amen, to pray one for another, because we need each other. I need you, and you need me, and we need one another to pray one for another, amen, because we've heard this morning prayer requests made about what? About folks that's not feeling well. That means that we got sickness. You know what? That same thing happens to us on a spiritual level as well. Well, we get days and weeks where we just kind of get downcast. We get the old enemy jumps on our head, and boy, he works on us. And where do we need to go? Well, you know, if we get physically sick, we go to the doctor. May wind up in the hospital depending on what's wrong with us. But amen, spiritual sickness, spiritual things, when the old devil and the old enemy jumps on us, where's the best place, where's a good place for us to go? Amen, to God's house, where God's people are, where somebody can pray for me, where I can say, brother, sister, amen, I'm in need. I need this. Amen, I need to seek God. I need to find God. I need help. And listen, and every one of us needs it at some point or another. We need help. We need help. So, to seek God, to have God's blessings, amen. We seek God through the Scriptures, through supplication, and through, amen, church, through the sanctuary. But amen, we also, to seek God, amen, it involves our soul. It says here, the soul that seeketh Him. You see, seeking God must involve our very innermost being. He wants it to be genuine. He wants it to be real. To seek God and to be real. If the soul is in it, it is real. Some folks seek God only in an outward profession, in an outward form. They don't seek God in a genuine manner. But divine blessing comes to those who seek God sincerely. I hesitate to mention this, but I believe it was Gandhi that said it, and I'm not supporting him, but what he said was, somebody asked, how could you, about seeking God, and they took a man and they plunged his head underwater and they held his head under the water until he was almost expired of breath, and they pulled him back out, and of course you can imagine what happened. Boy, he gasped for air. And he said, when you begin to look for God and seek God the way you'd sought that breath of air, you'll find Him. You'll find Him. You see, when His head was submerged, listen, if we ever go under and stay just as long as you can, and you come up, you looking to get that breath of air, everything else in life ceases for that instant. The only thing that matters is if I can get my lungs filled with that air again. It don't matter. It never crosses your mind if you've even got a job to get up and go to in the morning. It don't cross your mind how much money's in the bank. It don't cross your mind of how much food you've got or if you've had anything to eat in the last day or so. All that stuff, it don't even come to mind. There's one thing that matters. I need that air. I can't breathe. I've got to have oxygen. And boy, when we come up out of that water, that's what we do. We inhale that oxygen. God help us to get to a place, to know a place, where the only thing that matters is God. That, amen, we need Him. We need Him. When we seek Him with our whole heart, not just having, it tells about the last times in 2 Timothy 3. And in verse number 5, it even speaks of those that have a form of godliness but deny the powers thereof. But we need to seek God. In Psalm chapter 119 in verse number 2, listen to these words. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies and that seek Him with their whole heart. The way of blessing. Our text verse simply said, the Lord is good unto those that wait for Him, to the soul that seeketh Him. Psalms 119 and verse 2 that we read just then. Blessed are they that keep His testimonies. That is, follow God's ways, walk in the ways that God, they defer to God, they depend upon God, and seek Him with their whole heart. They look for Him, maybe, and they read and study the Word. They pray. They go to the sanctuary, the meetings with God's people, and amen, and they give their whole heart to seeking God, the way of blessing. That is the way of blessing. Because as you stand with us this morning, I just ask you to stand with us, every head bowed, every eye closed this morning. The Lord is still good unto those that wait for Him, and to the soul that seeketh Him. While we wait just a minute this morning, if you have a prayer need, I ask that you come while we wait just a minute. If you have a need this morning, you come.